there by the fake sweep there across the left tackle there by Sloan on that, and Eli took it off the right guard right there, didn't get much.
So it now brings up third down and 7 for the Pirates in the spread formation at their own 45-yard line. Kraft going to his right, passes and completes. Aaron Ginther, number 47, dropped that one at the Nouvelle 45, and it brings up fourth down. A untimely drop there for the Pirates.
Yeah, and he can't draw on that. It's got to be next play right here. You know, he had that tough interception drop and then a tough drop there. But, I mean, early in the game right there, very, very close game still, 7-0 in that. He's just got to forget about it in that and keep playing here.
Brings up fourth down for the Pirates. Will they punt? Probably so, with 2:27 remaining, with a potent offense of Nouvelle Panthers. Aaron Ginther, number 47, staying in his own 34-yard line, ready to punt this one away. The line of scrimmage is at the 46-yard line in Pirate territory. 4th and 7 for the Pirates.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
And there's the snap. It was a high snap over the head, and he still gets it away. Good punt, in fact, from Aaron Ginther. And looks, where are they going to say it went out of bounds? It bounced at the 22-yard line, and it stayed in bounds. They say it went out of bounds at the 23-yard line. From the high snap over the center. And now it brings up the Nouvelle offense out of the field. 2:17 remaining, basically a 2-minute drill for the Nouvelle Panthers.
I think that was a smart play right there. Punt the head in their back right there. Trying to beat them out. Obviously, that high snap is a little bit of a punt right here. And see if we all can get started here. I mean, even though they're up 7-0 here, this is definitely kind of weird. We'll only see a single digit for half.
I think everyone here is impressed. And the home stand, they're a little quiet, more than usual. By this time of the game, they're used to a running clock. Spread formation, known in the backfield for Bohalski. And he's back to pass, and he passes to his right, number 5, complete for about 10 yards, close to the first down marker. Number 5, that's Ty Jacobs.
Yep, nice little conservative call there by Nouvelle. It looks like they're running a little no offense.
No huddle offense here, and it is enough for a first down, so it's 1st and 10 from the 33-yard line, their own territory. Same formation, no man in the backfield, and it's just Mahalski in the spread shotgun. Passes to his left side. Ball's incomplete. Little miscommunication there. Pass was intended for number 10, but there's a flag on the play at the 37-yard line. And what's it going to be?
Ineligible man downfield, I think.
And that is going to be the passer. Stops the clock, more importantly, with 1:47 remaining.
Mm-hmm.
And as the midfield tackles went over, the flag is down at the 37-yard line. The line of scrimmage was at the 33.
I think there's just nothing landing downfield. Yeah, I think that is lost downs too, but I could be wrong.
Well, he just held up the 2 in the air, but the agreement in the box here is that it's a loss of down. And it's now...
They got to move the ball back regardless here.
The ball is still at the... This is very confusing because the sticks are in the completely wrong position.
There we go.
Now they're moving the ball back 5 yards, back to the 33-yard line. And it brings up 2nd and 5 for... Second and 6 for the Nouvelle Panthers. Coming out in the I formation, Bohalski is under center. 3 men right in line behind him at the 33-yard line, their own territory. This is a handoff to the 3rd man. That's number 6, Bennett Lewis. He's out for the running and has enough for the first down. He's out to the 39-yard line. That's a gain of 10 and enough for a first down for the Panthers.
Yeah, I guess the important thing to come out of this for Harbor Beach is that they kept them in bounds and that the clock is going to keep ticking. But Nouvelle's got a good kicker. If they get in somewhat good field position here, they might be able to kick a field goal here and extend the lead to 10.
I formation once again. And it's a handoff to the same man, Ben Lewis, except this time to the left side. He hits the line of scrimmage, and Hart Reach defense there to meet him. When all said and done, about a gain of 3 out to the 43-yard line, and Nouvelle is going to call a timeout and stop the clock with a minute 25. So Nouvelle leading this one 7-0 over Harbor Beach. You're tuned to WLEW Division 7 Playoffs. Keep it on 102.1 FM.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Here at June to WLAW, we're back here in second. Bell Panthers leading 7-0 over Harbor Beach on a 2nd and 7 from the 43-yard line of Saginaw Bell territory with their offense on the field. The running back pushes ahead for about 3 yards, and Nouvelle's going to call their second timeout.
Timeout, Panthers.
And it brings up 3rd and 3 for the Panthers with a minute 18 remaining. Nouvelle leading 7-0 over Harbor Beach. We'll be back right after this.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're back here in Saginaw. It is 3rd and 3 for the Panthers at their own 46-yard line. A minute 18 remains. Nouvelle trying to get a little momentum behind them as the crowd starts to come alive for the first time basically in the game.
Got some stuff going on.
Good offense for the Panthers. Home and in the backfield. A man in motion, but the keeper with a ball. He worked down the middle. He's into Harbor Beach territory and finally brought down the 34-yard line. That is a gain of about 18 on the play. Minute 12 remains, 1st and 10. No offense for the Panthers.
Yeah, Nouvelle hasn't really had a lot of luck passing the ball here, but they have straight up here, and that's what they did.
And they spiked the ball with no time to remain, but for Baholski. Minute 10 remaining, now brings up 2nd and 10 after his spike first down. So 2nd and 10 from the 33-yard line is the Panther offense. Very potent is the best way to start this offense, I think.
And I guess maybe for them, maybe they can just pick up 10, 11 yards of carry, spike the ball, and keep doing that until you get in the end zone. But Hardy has to know that that's probably 79% of their yards. Ben is running in between the hashes.
And they come out in the spread formation once again. Nouvelle has not had much luck in the passing game thus far. We have trips left and 2 receivers to the right in the spread. Man in motion. The hand is rolling to his level, looking back to pass. He had man open in the end zone. But it is... Is that picked off once again? Yes, it is.
Big stop.
Number 12, Eli Crash. Grab that one in the end zone. Excuse me, at the 3-yard line in the dune, so the official actually fell over as well. He seems a little off, but it's now Harbor Beach ball. They come through, win the clutch once again for the Pirates, and it's just for the Pirates at their own 3-yard line. Excuse me, 6-yard line.
Yeah, big stop there for Harbor Beach right there. They're probably just going to run the clock on the net, and even though down 7-0, you got to think that Harvey didn't play a terrible half, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They had the Ben Notebreak mentality there.
7-0 against this belt team is a success in power right there. And they're coming out in the slot receiver to the right, and she went back to the hand, and the hand just went off right down the middle. I presume to number 5, Sloan Classy, he can't see much out there. And it's about a game 2 on play as the clock continues to wind down. Nouvelle out of timeouts, and Harvey Beach is going to let this one run out. As the first half is about to close here, Nouvelle leading only 7-0.
And, I think they're probably going to get off maybe one more play at least, maybe 2. But, I don't know what's more surprising here. Nouvelle only putting up 7 or, the Harbor Beach defense has stood up to the task tonight.
T formation for the Pirates, all wrapping up in the box after a gain of 2 up to the 8-yard line. This is number 47, Aaron Ginther, around the left side, and he's brought down right behind the backfield. Loss of 2 on the play. It's going to be an original 3rd and 10 from the 5-yard line. There's 9 seconds left on the clock, and that's going to wrap up the first half. You're tuned to WLEW. We're going to have a little bit of a bridged halftime show. We're going to wrap up this first half after a commercial break, and then we're actually going to switch systems so you get a better sense of what's going on in the game here. But more importantly, at halftime, it's Nouvelle, the Saginaw Nouvelle Panthers 7-0. Keep it locked on.